Welcome to the Art of Grateful Leadership podcast. I'm your host, Judy Umless. I'm also Senior Vice President at the International Institute for Learning, IIL, and head of the Center for Grateful Leadership, a division of IIL. The Center for Grateful Leadership is devoted to bringing the message of the power of acknowledgement to all who want to put it to use in their personal and professional lives, in order to make a positive difference in the world. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're one of them. So thank you and welcome. In today's podcast, I feel kind of like a proud parent who has had a vision for their child to fulfill and actually watched them fulfill it. In this case, the person is not actually a child, but a very fine and valued colleague of mine, Ken Terry. Ken has been Director of Client Services for IIL for 23 years, 15 of them in e-learning, consulting, and training. He's located in Monett, Missouri, and I've worked with him over the years on e-learning, and he has always been kind and patient with me, especially as someone who has issues with technology. Didn't matter. He never lost it. He's also a white belt, orange belt, and blue belt certified in Microsoft Project and has other certifications on Microsoft Teams. So you get the picture of Ken Terry. But for years now, I've been somewhat kiddingly, but also quite seriously, telling him that he ever felt he needed a new or an add-on to his illustrious IIL career, he should do voiceover announcements for commercials and programming. That's because his voice is so rich, and may I say, delish. Little did I know that others were telling him the same thing, including IIL's CEO, Laverne Johnson. But when she said it, it had a little more reality for Ken because she actually asked him to do some promos for IIL video programs. Well, that turned out okay, but not fantastically. And for some strange reason, she asked me to coach Ken with his voiceover talents. I say strange because I'm no voiceover expert, but she knew that I knew, as she and others knew, that Ken was great and just needed to have the confidence and the right environment in which to do these voiceovers. And maybe she figured that with the power of acknowledgement, I would get him to where he needed to go. So that felt like it would be a great honor and a pleasure for me, and Ken and I tried a few things out. They too were good, but still not fantastic. It was kind of like he hadn't found the right venue, the right kind of words to say. But then one day I was preparing to do on-site training for a major corporation, just a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to use a video of a true life experience that had occurred at one of my training sessions many years ago. I had called it Walter's Story, and it was so unbelievably poignant that we did create a video about it. But the problem was that we had not used an announcer back in the day. We had just used text over video with music, and it was lovely, but it felt and looked dated to me. That's when I realized that this could be a perfect piece for Ken Terry to cut his teeth on. So the coaching began in earnest. We went back and forth on the 5-minute recording probably at least a dozen times, with Ken never losing patience with me for my continuously critical ear and my constant suggestions to him about how to improve, all within the context of how great his voice sounded. And it was true, to deliver an acknowledgement, it must be authentic. So I practice what I preach. But then finally it happened. The true test of excellence for me, as I was listening to version number 12 or so about a week ago, I got goosebumps that seemed to be about half an inch high. That was it. Ken had done it. So now I'm going to share this wonderful story recorded by Ken Terry for the Center for Grateful Leadership. and I promise you that you too will be mesmerized and inspired by it. And we will put it together with a nice video at some point, but I just couldn't wait to share it with all of you. So I want you to hear it right now because I'm so proud of Ken. And once you've listened to it, I will tell you a piece of news that this voiceover has led to. So sit back, put your feet up, and just listen. Take it in. Listen to the voice.
Would you like to hear an amazing example of the high cost of not sharing an acknowledgement and the incredible reward for eventually doing so? Well, let's consider this dramatic story. After her presentation on the power of acknowledgement at a project management conference, Judith W. Umlis had the pleasure of meeting a project manager that we will call Walter. Due to the very personal nature of this story, he asked to remain unidentified, although he was very willing to have Judy share his breakthrough. Walter's incredible journey with the power of acknowledgement touched Judy deeply and changed the lives of many people with whom she has shared it. And this is Walter's story. Walter met a man we will call Tim in the hospital. Both were patients with similar, serious diagnoses. There, they formed a strong bond and a close friendship. Tim would undergo the treatments first and let Walter know what was to come, making it more bearable. After being discharged from the hospital, Tim and Walter faced months of recovery. They connected, and they found themselves taking many walks together. Later, Tim offered a key position in his telecommunications company to Walter. Tim became Walter's first corporate mentor and taught him more about business management, operations, and ethics than any university could. When Walter decided to move on professionally, it was Tim's endorsements that helped him land a senior-level position. Walter felt so appreciative to have Tim as a mentor, but never acknowledged him for the tremendous impact he had had on his life, and years passed by. During the session on the power of acknowledgement, Judy asked the participants to write a letter to someone in their professional life that they had never fully and profoundly acknowledged. Walter wrote a heartfelt letter of acknowledgement and appreciation to Tim years after they had lost contact. And here is his touching letter. Dear Tim, you and I have been through more than we would like. I wanted to thank you for all that you have done for me. You sacrificed so much, even in your time of need. You embraced me and assisted me despite your own family and financial responsibilities. I need you to know that all of my professional and personal successes can be attributed to your influence. Memories of our walks and conversations by the fire about life will always be treasured. You were twice my age and my best friend. Thank you for listening and providing comfort, even in your own pain and anxiety. Thank you for hiring me and giving me the chance to find my own niche. I apologize for not sharing my utmost appreciation years ago. For now, as I hold my wife, I recognize that the things that she loves most in me were given to me by you. You have given so much of yourself without asking for anything in return. And for these reasons, I want to thank you. And for these reasons, I love you. All the best, Walter. It took a lot of courage for Walter to send the letter of acknowledgement and appreciation to Tim, and his letter deeply acknowledged the significant role that Tim had had in his life, both as a friend and a mentor. When Tim received the letter, his life was transformed forever. He never knew how much of an impact he had had on another person's life. Tim felt proud to have made this impact and deeply appreciated Walter's sincere acknowledgement. Without a doubt, Walter's experience with the power of acknowledgement enabled him to have a renewed friendship with Tim, and it strengthened his roles as a project manager, husband, and father. We can all make a profound difference in the life of someone that we work with now, or have worked with in the past, or will work with in the future. We can commit to becoming mindful and aware of the appreciation we feel, and acknowledging that person in a heartfelt and truthful way today.
Didn't that story give you goosebumps too? Not only is it an amazing and inspirational tale, just as it happened with one of the students in one of my sessions, but it's even more so with Ken Terry telling it. And now I will announce to all of you that because of his voiceover reading, I have appointed him to be the official voice of the Center for Grateful Leadership. Applause, please. You'll hear him introducing our webinars, eventually our podcasts, and any other creative avenues we come up with together to help get the message of grateful leadership and the power of acknowledgement out to the world. And hopefully you'll share this podcast, our grateful leadership courses and webinars, with all of your friends and colleagues to inspire them to adopt this simple but dramatically effective power of acknowledgement, a way of being at work, in your communities, and in your families that truly makes a difference. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And until the next time, please remember to acknowledge someone or many someones today. I'm Judy Umless.